Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me Dr. Joe, and we are in a fantastic book launch, folks. This is going to be a ton of fun tonight. Dr. Joe, first of all, let me read your bio, okay, because this is a very special day. And tell me exactly how to pronounce your last name.
Famularo.
Famularo. I love it. That's good. I love it. People butcher my name all the time. I want to get yours right. So Dr. Joe Famularo has been an educational leader for over 30 years. He has been a teacher, a director, a principal, an assistant superintendent, and superintendent of schools. Dr. Joe enjoys presenting on topics of teaching, learning, and leadership. And he has a distinguished educational background, holding a doctorate in education and leadership and technology, as well as having teacher certifications in K through 12 mathematics, reading, special education, elementary, and music. And we might even get a little treat today about your music. So Dr. Joe, welcome to the book launch tonight.
Great to be here, Carrie. Thank you. I mean, it's always great to see you.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, I'm excited about your book. I started reading this on the airplane. This is, first of all, this is a thick book, and I mean that in the best way. I mean, sometimes you get these little pamphlets that people write, and that's not bad, but this is some serious endorsements right here. Why did you write this book, Dr. Joe?
Well, I've been an educator for over 30 years. I love it. I love every day going to work. I work with inspiring people. I've really been blessed to having a family that has inspired me and the individuals at my work. And I've always written. I've written songs my whole life. I wrote my first dance for my wife, Anne. And I just wrote a song a couple of years ago for my mom, who turned 90, called Thank You, Mom. So it's been very special. So I've been writing ideas about leadership my whole life and got an opportunity the last few years to really fine tune it and put it together. And it's really was starting really a grassroots, just going to write a small book, and it has really exploded. So I'm really excited about it.
Talk to us about the book, because you use this fantastic metaphor. I see it in your background. I see it right on the book cover. What is the meaning behind this?
Yes. So it has a nautical theme, right? And the theme is that we're on a journey in life, and the book is really separated in four parts. So we build our life ship, which is ourselves. That's part one. Then it's planning the journey, creating your life maps. And those are all, and we'll get into it, inward living, because you're creating it yourself. And then you launch your boat, you launch into the seas, into the calm and storms of life. And then you're holding that captain's wheel, making the adjustments. And every adjustment you make will have an effect. So it's about intentional living, using that captain's wheel. And then the last part is reaching your destination, imagining yourself pulling into port with the sunset and you've reached your goal, and then planning for the next goal. So I love the nautical theme. My grandfather, we'll get into, inspired me, who was a great American sailor, theme in the book. So, that's why we use the captain's wheel, and every aspect in the book has ships and various components of the nautical theme.
I love it. Fantastic. So let's talk about this first question here. What are the ways that people can live inward and outward?
So IOU IOU Life Leadership is a foundational framework for positive and effective intentional living. So it's living with intention. Mm-hmm. And IOU, here's the catch. So IOU, I stands for inward living, O stands for outward living, and then U is for upward living. And all day long, we're living in either two modes. Inwardly is when we're thinking, we're by ourselves. Mm. or outward living when we interact with others. So it's an IO day, right? And like based on your inward and outward living, there's a byproduct. Something comes to you that you have basically no control over, and we hope it's upward living. And upward living is when you receive more peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence in your life, which I call your PH2E. So IOU, you know, it's a catchy acronym. It's about inside out, upward living. There's so much research on the inside out approach. You know, that's the theme throughout the book.
Wow. Wait, how did this come to you? Because that is quite unique. I've never heard that before. Wait, where did that come to you?
Well, I've always, you know, from studying and researching, inward outward is a classic, right? Everything's the inside out approach. When you play an instrument, you think inwardly first what you're going to play, you project it outwardly. And then I kept thinking all the research and discussions on those two modes, but there's missing a third mode. You know, it's the byproduct. What happens based on that? So if you live inwardly and outwardly in a positive and effective manner, you get some good upward living, which is very positive. If you're living inwardly and outwardly in a negative manner, you're downward living. So that's the opposite, IOD living, where your life ship is sinking. And then we have this middle ground, which we call IOW, inward, outward, wayward living. And that's wayward is really, there's no clear direction. It's average. Most of us are wayward living, right? We go through the motions, we're autopilot. But the whole point is to try to keep pushing to upward living. So you have those three levels. And by living positive and effective intention, you'll keep moving towards that positive PH2E, peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence.
That's fantastic. Tell me about, you said your grandfather?
Yes.
What's his story? How does he relate to the book?
Very, you know, special person in our family, Vincent Famularo. He told us great, great lessons. When I say us, my cousins, my family. But they lived in Italy, 1900s. They had a shipping company, my grandfather, in Italy. They would ship goods from Italy to France. They had two 165-foot schooners. And one day a storm came, and my grandfather tells us a story. So what they do is they row the boats out into the bay and let it bob up and down for the storm. And he said, this one I knew was different, Joey, right? That's what he called. And when the storm came, the ships capsized, and that was the end of the shipping company in the business. So they didn't stop. He said, we had to keep moving. So what they did is they have to go to America. So they gave my grandfather, he was 13 years old, $30 in a black trunk and sent him to America by himself. And his cousin was there, but he did amazing things. You know, met his uncle, and then ended up joining the World War I, was involved in World War II. A great leader, gave many great stories, and then brought the whole family over. So we owe everything to him, but he was an amazing person. So every chapter starts off with a story about Vincenzo, Vincent Famularo, and his whole life and how he lived a life of integrity. Just an amazing person.
So did he embody the IOU?
Absolutely. Concept? Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so it's almost like you write this book, but then you flesh it out with his stories from a previous generation.
Absolutely. So it basically living within your control, you know, understanding what you have control over versus the uncontrollables. And many times we focus on things we have no control over, and then the results, you know, won't be positive and effective. So he always focused on, you know, find out what you have control over, focus on those areas, and then you'll be more successful.
That's awesome. So I was reading your book today, and there's part of it about your son who had a soccer injury. And I can relate to that because I'm a father. I thought that your analogy was perfect because you were tempted to worry, you know, like most parents, you're tempted to want to save your kid, prevent him from pain. Take us into that story because I feel like that was a beautiful embodiment of your book.
Yeah, and you know, and a great example of the things we have control over versus the things we don't. Yeah, so that was a, you know, he's a fabulous soccer player. He made a great play defensively, but he went down, and he doesn't usually stay down. This time he stayed down. I knew something was bad. And when I walked over, you could see the bone coming through his skin. He broke his collarbone. So, I mean, and as you know, collarbones are very painful. There's really nothing you can do. In the first few days, you just have to live with it. So, you know, we brought him home and really tried to give him comfort. But instead of instead of saying, why did this happen? You know, I can't believe it. All the negative things is taking time away from me. You know, thinking about the things I can do, you know, the things that I can do to help him. So, again, focusing on what do you have control over? And it's hard when you have high emotions, you know, and especially when a loved one is hurt. But to be effective and to comfort that person is really to just, again, focus on the things you have 100% control over and the things you don't have control over. And that's really the trick of IOU living. It's focusing on what you have control versus you don't. And many times we don't realize it, but there's so many things we do have control that we don't focus on. And we focus so much on the things we don't have control over. So,
yes.
You know, that's sort of helped me.
How many people, you know, last fall, whatever political party they were involved in, how many people lost time, you know, because of the election, just both sides and this type of thing. Like, we missed some of that IOU leadership, something we can control, which is our own lives. We're going to give away some prizes here. And I'll tell you what, man, this is a pretty cool hat. So I got one of these in the mail here, and you know, talk to us about the logo, and we're going to be giving away. hey, look at that. All right. Somebody's got to take a screenshot of that one. That's good. So who wants one of these? And we're going to give a couple away to the most engaged member, person who tags people, shares this. But talk to us about the hat and what it symbolizes.
Yeah, it's IO inspiration. So, you know, and again, IOU, typically you owe someone something, but in this case, you owe yourself inspiration every day to inspire yourself, find inspiration, and inspire others. So IO inspiration is going to be another section on the website where we'll put motivational quotes from great thinkers. We'll put quotes from IOU Life Leadership. And, so that'll be a whole nother area that we want to get into.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have Amanda Rose who says she wants one. We have Ricky who's managing the comments tonight. So if you want one, folks, share this live stream, tag someone who needs this amazing book. Let's talk about the foreword. That is no joke. To get a foreword from Stephen Covey, number one Wall Street and New York Times. And I read his foreword. It was amazing. I mean, this guy really believes in you and your book. How did that endorsement happen? Because that's pretty rare.
Yeah. So to go back to where my school district, we're a Leader in Me school. We work with Franklin Covey. We've done amazing things where we teach all of the kids leadership skills. We teach our staff, the Board of Education. So we work based on the 7 habits of highly effective of people. And so we've been doing it for years. I read the book 7 Habits in 1992, and that really changed my life. And that's another inspiration for me for this book. But they came and they recognized us as a lighthouse district. There are lighthouse schools all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah.
But we were the first lighthouse district in New York State. So we're the first lighthouse district in New York State and the second in the world. So I have a relationship with Franklin Covey and Sean Covey, who's one of Stephen's son, runs the school division. I had a chance to talk to Stephen Covey in a conference. And then Stephen M.R. Covey is another son who wrote The Speed of Trust, which is back there.
Yeah, huge.
You may not see it. Yeah, which is, number one bestseller, as you said, millions of copies sold. And a good friend of mine, Gary McGewey, who's a facilitator for Franklin Covey, showed the work to Stephen and, you know, was just figuring out, let's get his opinion on it. And he loved it, loved the idea, and wrote the foreword and wrote some pretty amazing things in there. And that was a game changer. Once I got that, it just really changed everything. And I got it kind of earlier on, and it really just got me into, you know, fine tuning this book.
That's so good. As we were preparing for this launch tonight, it's going to help so many people, by the way. I love it. You owe it to yourself and others. 12 lessons from a great American sailor for navigating your personal and professional life. We're going to put on your I Am an Author video. And this is something special we do within Author Academy Elite. We're honored to be your publisher. I mean, just to produce such an amazing work of art that you did. It's fantastic. But why is this I Am an Author video significant? Because didn't you record this before the book? I mean, that's kind of what we do. We want to trick people's brain into thinking it's already happened so that they don't get caught with writer's block. But let's talk about that. We're going to see a video from a while back. What are we going
to
see?
Yeah, well, first, I mean, I just have to compliment you, Carrie, for, you know, the whole publishing company here. I mean, the inspiration, the support. I mean, it's been a journey. So this was over a year ago, I think. I think it was more than a year. And, you know, what a great tool that you give to, you know, you have to project that the book is complete and say, I am an author. And that's looking ahead. We call that beginning with the end in mind.
Yes.
Having that final destination clearly visualized, so then you could, you know, create that journey towards it. So music is a big part of my life. So I started it off with a little jamming in the I Am an Author video. So.
All right. Well, we're going to get this thing going, and maybe I can talk Dr. Joe into playing live here in a moment. We'll see. But I'm going to bring this right on. I'm going to start at the very beginning. We'll get the volume up. And again, this is from September 5th, 2019, before the book was done, even thought of. And here we go. So.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Joseph Famularo. Everyone calls me Dr. Joe. I'm an educational leader and so fortunate to be surrounded by hundreds of inspiring educators every day for almost 30 years now. I'm an author and have studied, researched, and written and have spoken on the topic of leadership for many years. And now I've written a book that I'm very excited about and I'd like to share with you. The title is I Owe You Life Leadership. You owe it to yourself and others. It's a foundational framework for intentional living and life leadership. Now, typically when you hear I Owe You, you owe someone something. Well, in I Owe You Living, you owe it to yourself and others to become a life leader. Here's the catch. I Owe You stands for inward, outward, and upward. You see, we're always living in either two modes every moment of our lives. We are either living inwardly or outwardly. Inward is when you're alone thinking the life we have and we're just thinking in our minds, which happens most of the day. Outward living is when we're interacting with others and the world. Two modes. The whole book is about examining these two modes, your inward and outward living. And in the book, I provide what I call the 12 essential life anchors as a framework to live inwardly and outwardly in a positive and effective manner. And when you live inwardly and outwardly in a positive and effective manner, you create a dynamic, positive culture and receive the upward life living gifts of peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence, which I call your PH2E. IOU living leads to IOU life leadership. I'm a life learner and observer and have had so many life leaders around me my whole life. And I'd like to share one person that really stands out as a life leader and had a major impact on me and many others. And that person is Vincenzo Famularo, my grandfather. He came to America in 1908 all by himself at 13 years old and did amazing things for his family, the country, and many generations. Grandpa Vincenzo's life leadership is a reoccurring theme in the book, and I can't wait to share it with you. Lastly, I love hearing everyone's story on Author Academy. It's amazing that we have Carrie and the team as partners, and I really look forward to a long relationship. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. See you soon.
I love that. How surreal is that to hear that now? Back when it was, I mean, this was pre-COVID. This was September 2019. How surreal is that for you?
Yeah, no, that I haven't seen that, so that was great. I mean, that's amazing. And what's interesting is, you know, again, having the themes, that was before we had Stephen Covey's endorsement.
You had so much clarity even back then. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, that initial concept, you know, was pretty cemented in my mind there. But, you know, that was great. I mean, it was definitely an inspiring time.
Well, talk to us. There's a lot of authors watching right now, and some of your author coaches are here as well. I've seen them chime in. How important is it? Because, you know, 82% of the population wants to write a book, Dr. Joe, but very few people do. And we talked to John Lee Dumas earlier today. I mean, you're here with us on a big stage. Books are tough to write. What kind of tips would you give to people who are saying, you know what, wow, Dr. Joe accomplished something I never could? What words of encouragement would you give to them?
Yeah, well, you know, first look for that inspiration. You know, there are people out there that are giving you positive comments. Take them in, you know, really absorb them. A lot of times we get that and we say, oh, it's not me. And I have to tell you, I didn't think I was a writer at all until a teacher, a professor in college wrote me a note, which I have hanging in my office, that said, you're a writer. And ever since then, that person inspired me. So I have little symbols of those people. So again, think back in your lives, who are the important people. Life's about relationships. That's what outward living is. It's interacting with others and building that high trust. You know, what I did was is constantly just put words on paper. Yeah. And actually, I didn't do that. I dictated. So I drive about 40 minutes each way. I drive on what's called Ocean Parkway in Long Island, and it's beautiful. You have the bay on one side and the ocean on the other. And I dictated most of this book, and I got a great app that I used. And 40 minutes one way, 40 minutes the other way, I got a good hour in every day. And I did that for months, and then just, you know, use that information and started the process. The editing process is a real challenge, it all worked out. Again, you know, the team there helped me out.
I love that, though. I mean, I haven't talked to too many people that have dictated a book, but, you know, it makes tons of sense. People have time when they're commuting, and a lot of people, unfortunately, die with their story still inside them. When you produce a book, you are literally giving birth to your legacy, something that is eternal. This book's going to be around forever. But I know that that thought hacks a lot of people. A lot of people think, oh my gosh, if I do put something out, it will be around forever. And then they worry, and then they discourage themselves. Dr. Joe, how did you overcome perfectionism? Because perfectionism can hack a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about that. So those are the outward world pressing onto you, right? So that happens all day long, that outward world pressing onto you. And you have 100% control on how you want to react to it. You can't control it from pressing onto you, but you have 100% control of your outward living and how you react to it. So that was really, you know, the game changer. You know, what are the things we have control over? Our inward thinking. You know, we can create our own inward mind, our thinking, our being, our outward actions, and our outward reactions to things that happen to us. So constantly things were saying, no, you can't do this. You know, that chapter doesn't work. You know, your ideas are crazy. You know, those things happen all the time. And you have to just keep plugging along, keep pushing and saying, no, I have a message. Like you said, we all have a story. And
yeah,
just keep writing it down. And you know, eventually you have
work.
You got a book. You have a manuscript.
That's so good. Awesome. We're going to give away another hat. So Ricky, pick someone else. I think Amanda might have got that first one. But again, Dr. Joe, if you want to put yours on, I love this thing. And I think, you know, I don't look good in most hats, but I'm going to say I like this one. All right. So, again, you got the nautical theme. And listen, somebody just bought 10 copies. What do you say to Michael?
That's awesome. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, one of the anchors in the book, and we have 12 essential life things based on, you know, principles, is life vision. You know, what is your life vision? And, you know, do we spend the time to write down what that is? And mine is to try to inspire others to find their talents and skills so they receive some upward living. So when someone says that to me, I mean, you know, that's a gift. I appreciate huge. That. Yeah.
Because as an author, I mean, you just saw 10 lives being changed. And that's powerful because, I mean, it puts it all into perspective. I love the book, how you've outlined it. I mean, you really took time to make this happen. Talk about a lot of these paradigms, because these are some really intense, well thought out teaching tools. I see your teaching coming through. Talk about even this image for a moment.
Yeah, that's the life living wheel. And the 12 anchors, there are 6 inward anchors, and that's the arrows pointing into the anchor, and there are 6 outward anchors. So, you know, you imagine yourself as the anchor. The anchor is solid. That's principles, the life principles that are always universal and timeless. And each arrow pointing in are 6 inward living anchors. The outward anchors are on the handles. And remember, outward is steering into the world. So you grab onto your outward anchors, and that's when you interact with others in the world. The foundational anchor is self-culture, that first one, and I coined that term, which I like, because it's who we are, right? We walk into a room, we talk about culture, we walk into an organization, but we have a self-culture. What's your aura? What do you bring when someone
comes
into your world? So that's the first foundational anchor, and the other 5 help support that with what's your vision, what's your daily mission, what's your principles, your life values, and your life goals. And you put that together to create your self-culture or a self-culture statement.
Self-culture statement. I'll tell you what, man. Give us some tips, because there's people here wondering, oh my gosh, that sounds fantastic. How do you do that?
Yeah. So in the book, let me just, so I say it's your aura, your look, your brand, your style, and your I am. It is who you are right now. And the good news is you have 100% control over it. However, if you don't intentionally examine and improve it, you may go through life not knowing how your self-culture presents when outwardly interacting with others. And if you don't, others will create your self-culture. So I have these questions here that can you easily answer the following?
And it's what page are you on?
It's 235.
Okay, I'm there.
So the questions are, who are you? Mm-hmm. What do you do? What makes you unique? Why should others care? How would you describe yourself? What do you stand for? How do you describe the ideal you? What are your unique talents, personal qualities, and accomplishments? How do you want to be perceived? What are you passionate about? And it's probably difficult to answer these questions automatically, as for most people. However, think about it. It's about you, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, your most important asset is yourself. So to take the time to actually write down and answer those questions, start developing your self-culture statement, who you are, so you can answer those questions.
That's so good. Listen, when I like a book, I don't know if you can see this here, but I fold it over, and man, I start eating up my books here. But this this really got me. This part in your book today, it says, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, page 26.
Yeah, tell us about that, because if you fit with any of these 10 folks, it's a big warning light. Talk to us. Can you read those 10?
Yeah, and that's really when you're in that autopilot lifestyle where you go to work, you come home, you have dinner, you watch TV, you go to bed, you wake up, and it's just this constant autopilot. And that's the way we're living. That's IOW living we talked about in the middle. You know, that's where you have apathy, indifference, just unfit, mediocrity. So this is Nicole Bloom discussed these 10 signs of living on autopilot. And do any of these describe you? You dread the day ahead. Your daily routine is predictable. You do things without thinking. You can't seem to put your phone down. You stay deep in thought about things other than the task at hand. You have a difficult time remembering. You can't seem to let go. You're not making meaningful progress. You say yes more than you say no. And that's a big one. You know there's a better life to be lived.
Wow. I read that and that busted me up because many years ago, I was that person. And at about 35 years old, I said, I can't do it anymore. And I made steps to leave my day job.
Right.
But many people don't do that. Many people say, you know, it's too much change. It's too much pain. I'll just go through the motions. This book really wakes up people. I mean, is that part of the goal? You want to wake up the world?
Yeah, you know, it's really to look at your life, intentionally examine your life, gain greater self-awareness, reach peak performance. It's really about living with intention. Again, we have this one precious life and, you know, we go through the motions. You know, let's try to get the most out of it and let's try to examine inwardly who we are. And it's a real simple, you know, again, way to think about it. And during your day, you know, think about how much am I living inwardly? How much am I living outwardly? And inwardly is really just when you're alone thinking by yourself. There's no one around. That's inward living. And how much time are you interacting with others and outward living? And then the big question is, what do you do when you're inward living? What are you thinking about? Are you always thinking about the future? I got to do this, my to-dos. So I have this whole section on your I future. Or are you thinking about the past? Oh, I can't believe it happened. You know, why did it happen? And thinking about negative experiences. Or you're living in the I now. And I say I, it's inward now. You know, where you're experiencing life at that moment. Again, you do this as an exercise and you start saying, wow, I'm always in the future. I'm never living in the moment. So the inward living is really analyzing that inward life. What do you do during that time? And then it gives you tools and intentional strategies to try to, you know, get more PH2E, you know, push out of it.
All right. All right. So listen, folks, which one of you would like a copy of this book? I'm telling you, this is not light reading. And I mean that in a good way. This is a book that you go through slowly. Very few people in life are willing to go slow and draw out. This is why people say life goes by in a blink, because they're not slowing down. And I mean, right? Guilty, right? So when you're a kid, life goes by very slowly. Because you're more present, you're more in the moment. But as adults, we just kind of distract ourselves intentionally. Right. This book wakes you up. We have people saying they want one. So this is a highly sought after book. We have a few copies to give away. What is your goal for Jan as we send Jan one?
No. What you just said, slow and steady, and you know, and that's what we need to do. And the book, even though it's thick, has 120 illustrations. So I like I like pictures.
I do too, man. Yeah.
So that's the inward life ships. And again, I think being an educator, when you have illustrations, you have pictures
that
help you to get the concept. So it has 120 illustrations. Every chapter ends with a captain's log. And that summarizes the chapter. So you can go right to the captain's log. And then it has a daily voyage, a task, and then also an activity. And at the end of the book, it has IOU foundational concepts. So all of the concepts are summarized in the back of the book with a section. And then another section is IOU definitions. So the book has, a lot of areas, you know, from an educational point, and you really don't have to read it from cover to cover. If you read the first three chapters, you can jump around. Yeah, there's the captain's log.
I love how you laid it out. I mean, you really laid it out in a way that the metaphor goes through the entire book. It's fun. In fact, Joe, you are a fun guy. I'm going to ask you if you would be willing to play your electric guitar live How many people want to hear that? Listen, when I was a young kid, I this is a true story, Dr. Joe. My last name's Oberbrenner. My cousins were Schatzman and Schatzman. And I formed a band called SOS. And it lasted one day. That's how bad I was at guitar. And then I had to sell it. But listen, I want to hear some good electric guitar. Let's hear this.
Well, it actually, you know, it could be a great example of IOU living. Let me get this. When you think about it, you know, before when you play an instrument, you think inwardly first of what you want to play. You have a thought. So I have a thought right now. And then you play it outwardly. And then you play, and then there's a byproduct. Could you hear that?
Oh, I heard it.
Okay. And the byproduct is that feeling. So there's really IOU, inward, outward, and then you get the byproduct. And the thing is, everybody feels a different, right? You feel something different from it. So if I play something a little bit more like mellow. Again, different feeling, different inward feeling and outward feeling, or something like this.
That is good. That is good.
And then one more.
I'll tell you what, man, that's how I wanted to play. I certainly could not do that. How long did it take you? Like, let's talk about music. I mean, education, music, author, you're this Renaissance man. Where does all this come from?
A very musical family, but I have to tell you, my cousin Dom Famularo, which you have to check him out, domfamularo.com. He's a world famous drummer, and they call him the drumming ambassador of the world. When I was 8 years old, he was 18. He's 10 years older than me. Would drive to my house and give me guitar lessons, and he was a drummer, but he knew the importance of music and came every week and got me inspired another person that inspired me. And ever since then, I've been playing, you know, for many, many, many years. You know, my kids play music and we sing, and it's just a great outlet for everyone. I mean, music is just a, you know, a beautiful thing we have in life.
Give me a couple guitarists who inspire you. I have a guess. I can share it, but in fact, I'm going to share it. Who knows? Jimi Hendrix?
Sure, that's absolutely one. Absolutely. Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, there's so many. Even jazz guitarists, Wes Montgomery, some classic. I could go on and on. Southern rock was a big music in my life. The Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker Band.
You got it all. I love it. Well, people, I love what Joseph said. That's no hockey stick. So you have people saying, hey, what about making your book into an audiobook? Have you thought about that?
Absolutely. You know, that's what we have to talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Yeah. No, I definitely would want to do that. That would be great. But, you know, again, slow and steady. And that's what you mentioned. So I use the crock pot principle. The crock pot is when you cook in a crock pot, it takes 8 hours, right? You let it you let it simmer. You can smell it in the house all day. My wife cooks hot roast, as opposed to the microwave principle where you want the quick fix. So I'm enjoying this whole process. You know, taking it slow and steady and just keep building on it.
That's awesome. We have a couple more gifts to give away, but first I got to ask you this question. You have spoken about the benefits of living life intentionally in this book. Do you have any tools to help us do that? I know that you referenced the captain's log. Do you have some other tools inside?
Yeah, there's so many in here. And, you know, again, one of them is that, you know, again, being principle-centered, understanding IOU is a principle-centered leadership. So there are principles. There's a principle about relationships. There's principles of our family. These are always correct. They're timeless. But we all have opinions, point of views. I call them life maps, right? We have an opinion about learning, about preparation, about empathy, about gratitude. And we need to analyze our life maps because they're not correct, right?
So that's
another tool we have in there with the three life-preserving dimensions where you look inwardly and outwardly to help you when you're in crisis or having a difficult time. But the life map cycle, I just want to just bring that one. So when something happens, we normally just react without thinking. So we have what's called life map cycle where you evaluate, calculate, formulate, and then you navigate. Again, it has that nautical theme. And many times we just see something or we hear something and we react with opinion. We never take the time to take the data in and really think about it and maybe change our opinion, maybe modify it. We're stuck with these opinions our whole life. And yeah, there it is right now. So you observe something, you think about it, you confirm or modify your opinion, and then you act on it. And it just keeps going in a circle. So that's a great tool that I've used and taught that. In our school district, we do a similar version of that. So that's
what people can tell. Oh, hey, did you say the guy's name was Dom?
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Hey. Look at that. Well, how cool is that to have the drummer who is 10 years older than you, I think you said, and he mentored you. I mean, is that why you want to give back to people in the educational world? Is that why you're giving back to the other generations?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, education is a wonderful thing. I mean, I love going to work every day and with inspiring. Our teachers are amazing. Our administrators, our board of education. I mean, it's an organization. We have a multi-million-dollar budget. I mean, it really is an organization, and the tools that are in IOU will help in organizations, for family, for teams, or for yourself.
We're putting your website up right now. What are people going to find at your website? IOUliving.com.
Yeah, IOUliving.com. You'll see it has a description and of the 12 anchors.
I'm going to go there right now.
Yeah. And then,
oh, yeah. I'm finding this. This is super cool. So, folks, this is a good website here. Watch this here. So this is IOU Living, and I like it. I like it. So you have, of course, the book, you, the resources. Packed full. So folks, if you're finding Dr. Joe resonating with you and this, you know, PH2E assessment, what are they going to find here with this assessment?
So again, using the nautical theme, PH2E, it's the life gifts. That's what we all strive for, right? Peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence. And they're all very different, right? Peace is the calmness in life. Happiness is the excitement. Healthiness is you know, making sure we're healthy, we get enough rest and we exercise. And then excellent is with the mind. So you take this, it's a self-assessment that you would take, and then you would get this result. Now you see the propeller?
Yeah.
Each blade represents one of the PH2Es. It's 0% is the middle, it goes out to 100%. And when you take it, you will see the different levels of your PH2E. So you may have tremendous amount of peace, but you're not so happy. Your health might be lower and have high excellence. The whole point is you need a balanced propeller. Without a balanced propeller, your ship is not going to run well. And if you had an unbalanced propeller in a ship, you're going to cause vibration. The ship's going to break down the engine, just like your body. So the first goal is to balance your propeller and then enlarge it. So if you have low healthiness, you need to work on your healthiness and get that up to the other propeller. But you'll get a personalized life propeller, PH2 propeller, when you finish the assessment. It's very quick. And then, you know, you could start having your plan, living intentionally and improving whatever area you need to improve.
That is so good. I love that. Fantastic. So listen, my friend, we got a few other things here. Let's give away another hat. So I'm putting mine back on. We're talking about the balanced propeller. Man, these are going to go, these are going to be hot. Are you selling these, by the way?
I have not. I just purchased, I got them put together for this, but maybe we'll do that.
Maybe you will, but we have we have another one. So anybody who wants a shout out, go ahead and give a big share here. Also, what are your teachers, your students, your alumni, what are they thinking about this book?
Very excited. I mean, you know, again, I'm blessed to work with such great people. They're so supportive. I mean, you know, you talked about who inspired you. They inspire me every single day. My administrators, the teachers, the students. I mean, especially in what we just went through. And it's just been amazing. We've been open since day one. We've had success. I mean, the
parents, COVID. I mean, let's talk about that. Because COVID, if you don't have IOU set up correct, you're in trouble. How did you use the book to get your district through COVID?
Yeah, well, again, it's thinking about, you know, the things we have control over and focusing on them, what we can do to keep our school safe, making sure everybody has all the right protocols and the right PPE and all of those things that we had to get involved in. So, you know, absolutely, you know, it's again, not wasting your time on the uncontrollables, because every time I'm working on an uncontrollable item, it's taking me away from something I can do.
Oh, that's good. Were there times, I mean, I get it. Listen, you're a leader. I'm a leader. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we want to throw in the towel. Sometimes you get bad news over and over again. Oh, by the way, look at this on Amazon. Wow. I just looked at this. I looked at your records here, man. Hold on. This, we got to celebrate this with you today, right now. Did you know that you are a number one new release on Amazon? Did you know that?
Yes, I've had a few of those, and it just released today, so that's very exciting.
Oh my gosh, look at this. The paperback, the Kindle. He's got the hardcover. He's got all. Listen, people are buying these things up. This is big time, man. A lot of people don't even write a book. You conquered that, and now you're a number one new release. What's next?
Well, the website, again, slow and steady. You know, I'd like to put some, workshop together to really fine tune and the 12 essential life anchors and help others to achieve it. So, that's it. And really just sharing the book and sharing the concepts with others.
Oh man, that's good. Well, listen, we got just a couple more minutes. We're going to do some questions here. Let's talk about the call to action though. You do have a website, people can subscribe. You have the assessment, you have the 12 essential download, the Life Anchors planning pages. What's up with that?
So you have the 12 anchors in the book, and at the end of each chapter are these anchor planning pages. So after we talk about self-culture, there's questions, and it's for planning your self-culture. So I'm pulling out, let's see. Well, I took out life vision for right now. And each anchor has a model. So life vision is the principle of life living, and it's the intersection of your purpose, potential, and passion, right? What is your purpose in life? What is your potential? What's your skills? And what drives you? What's your passion? So the anchor planning pages on page 260 take you through questions to help you to determine that. So for your purpose, the questions, what is my purpose in existence? What's giving life meaning? What is the purpose of my family, team, or organization? And potential, what are my unique skills, talents, and strengths? Passion, what excites, motivates, and drives me? And I love this question for passion. If you had a free day to do whatever you wanted to do, what would you do?
I love that one.
So once you answer that, that's your passion, right?
That is so good.
So on the website, you can download it. It's free. All of the anchor planning pages, so you don't have to write in the book. This way it's laid out. And that comes with the book.
Here's a question. We got some questions coming in. All right. By the way, you ask a question, you might just get a copy. we have a few free copies to give away. Here's a question. Do you recommend reading this book on your own or with others, maybe coworkers, or in a book club or both? What do you think? Solo, group? What are you thinking?
Lisa Marie, I think all of the above.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great idea. The book, when you know, the subtitle is Owe It to Yourself and Others. But I mean, my suggestion is to do it with a group. Have, you know, it's laid out that way that you could write, answer these questions as an individual or as a group. So we talk about self, family, team, or organization. And that's throughout the whole book. We call FTOs, family, team, organization. So pick one or any of the others. That's a great question, but it would work it either way.
Oh, it will. Definitely. Talk
give
about
her a book.
Hey, we'll give her a book. All right. So Ricky, get her address. We'll give her one. You know, you sent me a hardcover. That thing looks beautiful. How did that, you know, a lot of authors don't get hardcovers. In Author Academy Elite, we try to get their books in all the versions. Why did you go with the hardcover? Because it just felt like a wow version for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love purchasing books. I mean, I have them all behind me. I have another room full of them. And I love buying hardcovers. There's something about holding a hardcovered
book. Yes.
So if I'm writing my first book and Stephen M. R. Covey's doing the forward, I'm going to create a hardcover. There it is.
That's right. I love it. So you mentioned your family a little bit. You know, we got 10 minutes left. What's the legacy that you want to leave with your family?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's about working together as a family, staying together as a family. One of the things we do every year, and we've done this for 20 years, is we write a family vision statement, my family. Ooh. And we do it at actually the end of the year. We actually do it Christmas Eve every year. And
really?
We get together as a family, and I write about it in the book, and we ask ourselves questions. You know, how should we treat each other? How do we want people to feel when they enter our home? We write all these out, and we did this when the kids were little, and they were kicking and screaming, believe me, when they were little, but we worked through it, and it's more the process than the product. Yeah. And after we finish, we have a family vision statement. We put it up on the wall, and what's great about it is, and they agree on it, and you know, we would write it out. When something happens against the vision, all we have to do is point at it. We don't have to say a word because they created it when we were calm and reasonable. So creating family mission statements is a wonderful tool. We did it this past year. We do it every year. Something I highly suggest. And that's Life Anchor 2, life vision. What is your life vision? What is your family life vision? Your team or organization's vision?
So you change your family vision. It's like I've seen this every new year. People say, what's your word for the year? You're telling me, and this is the first time I've ever heard this, you actually pick a family vision for the year.
Yes, yes. It's the big picture. It's where, you know, where we are, where we want to head. You know, the vision statement is something that's always becoming, right? It's always growing. It's always building. You know, as we went through the years, they really started to appreciate it. I have a 25-year-old now, and I have two twins that are 17 years old, and my 25-year-old added a great piece to it this year. I mean, it's real personal, and it's just a wonderful exercise, and you know, highly suggest it for everyone.
Man, that's powerful. You know, my guess is one day when they have kids, if they do, they're going to pass that on. It's one of those things where like you said, when they're young, they might do it kicking and screaming, but now that they're getting older, it means something to them. Yeah. So,
and that's powerful. Right. Absolutely. Teaching that lesson for them and that they pass that on. And it's that togetherness. It's coming out with that common language together. It's very powerful.
What would you say to someone, Dr. Joe, who right now they found this live stream, they're here by accident, even though I don't believe in any accidents. I think things are here for a reason. What would you say to that person who says, man, I want to believe, Dr. Joe, I want to believe that I can do this, but I've just had too many painful things happen in my life to hope to believe again. It's just easier to give up. What would you say to someone like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And so principles are evident, timeless, universal in all societies. And I didn't invent the principles, right? All I did was organize them, put it in an easy system and using an acronym IOU to help remember it. So it's really a how to, not a what to. It's giving you tools that I'm laying out there that you can then try to look inwardly at your inward being and look at your strengths and try to tap into, you know, the positives and what you have control over. And again, that whole thing, you know, it may be one little thing that, okay, I have control over this particular situation. Focus on that, work on that, and then it builds. And then you'll see that inner circle just gradually grow and then push out all those uncontrollables out of your way and, you know, take that journey on that ship to meet your goal.
Wow. Here's what Dom says. Grandpa Vincent lives on.
That's here. Heavy. That's Cousin Dom telling it's our Grandpa Vincent Cenzo Famularo. That's great.
Oh, man. Listen, what do you want to say to all the people who joined in tonight? A good crowd. I mean, they've been here throughout. They got a ton of value. What would you say to people who are, you know, just getting excited about the book, your message? Tell us something.
Yeah, and this is a reflection of everyone, you know, that's out there right now. I mean, you know, the people in your lives shape who you are. You know, they shape your opinions, and I just can't thank them enough for the support that they have given me over the years. And, you know, again, there's so much good that we can get out of life if we work together as a team. We look at the strengths of each other and you know, stay positive and try to be effective. And live intentionally on the things you can control.
Well, it's no surprise why Stephen Covey endorsed it. And you have people just jumping out saying, man, I want to do this family vision. And people are leaving with more purpose. So, Dr. Joe, you inspired me. I mean, everything from the I Am an Author video 18 months ago when it was just an idea, to the guitar playing, to you studying the mentors, to your son's collarbone. I mean, it's been a very rich night. We're proud of you. Number one international Amazon bestseller. And now you get to see all these people read the book and you get ready for the letters. Dear Dr. Joe, you don't know me. I read your book, but it changed my life. It's coming, my friend. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for everything, Carrie. I appreciate everything you did to help me out on this too.
Awesome. Well, friends and fans, you're seeing the links right in there. Especially subscribe, download his tools, take the assessment. We need people that, in fact, he says it right here. You owe it to yourself. You do. You owe it to yourself, folks. You were created for a purpose, and this book will show you how to do that. Thank you, Dr. Joe, and everybody have a great night. We'll see
you. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.